Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, this is Russell Wilson.
This is Joe Montana.
This is Dak Prescott.
Hey, this is Jason Kelce. You're listening to Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Welcome to On Football with me, Rob Motti. We're almost at the midpoint of the NFL season. Trade deadline coming up November 4th. Aaron Rodgers faces the Green Bay Packers this week. More about that in Pro Picks. Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Jalen Watson joins me. He's a great underdog story. That conversation is coming up along with Pro Picks. We've been red hot with those, so stay tuned. Mike Evans went down this week with a broken collarbone that's going to keep him out for mostly the rest of the season. He's also suffered a concussion on the same play. That means one of the NFL's great streaks is going to end. Evans had 1,000 yards receiving in each of his first 11 seasons. That was the most to start a career and tied with Jerry Rice for the most ever. Beyond that, I've been able to see the last 4 years of Mike's career up close here in Tampa, and he's one of the most beloved players across the locker room that I've ever been around in 26 years covering the NFL. Everyone, teammates, Buccaneers staff, people in the building, fans, they all love Mike Evans, and he's a guy who has done so much for the community. The future is uncertain right now for Mike. It's a shame to see his streak end this way. You know it wasn't going to happen if he was healthy. He was going to keep going out there and getting his 1,000 yards. But this is a first ballot Hall of Famer, whether he plays another down again or not. Jalen Watson was a 7th-round pick by the Kansas City Chiefs in 2022. He finished that season as a starter. He had 2 picks in the playoffs, one against Joe Burrow in the AFC Championship game. He helped the Chiefs win a Super Bowl, then another one. Here's my conversation with Jalen.
Tell me a little bit about being a 7th-round pick, walking into an organization like the Kansas City Chiefs, what your expectations were. Long before you win Super Bowls and you're intercepting passes from Joe Burrow in the playoffs, like before all that, like when you walk into an organization is a 7th-round pick, and you're on that team. What was going through your mind then?
Going in with a chip on my shoulder, you know. Going in the 7th round, tough, you know, watching all the guys in front of you get drafted. So I just took that chip on my shoulder, which I always had. Felt like I always been an underdog, always was overlooked, but I had the opportunity, and that's what I was blessed to have, and just tried to make the most of my opportunities.
Was there a point early in that rookie season, whether it's in camp, OTAs, whenever it was, where you kind of felt like you knew you belonged? Did something happen along, or did you have that feeling the whole time?
Yeah, so one day at training camp, I end up practicing with the ones, and how we do it, the ones go against the ones, twos go against the twos, and threes go against the threes. So I was getting like maybe 2-3 snaps of practice. And each camp, they give you an opportunity to show yourself, and you just got to make the most of it. And I played with the ones, and I had a really good practice, and it just started rolling from there. Picked off Pat, OTAs. That was like the highlight of my rookie year. Showed my mom, like, Mom, I just picked off Pat, and just kept that confidence going and kept it rolling, and everything ended up great that rookie year.
When you pick Pat in OTA, like, you don't talk trash at that point. You don't say anything, right?
No, I didn't have enough saying or rank to even try to say anything. Just catch the pick and keep it moving.
You said, you know, you called your mom, you get that pick. Like, tell me a little bit about that relationship with your mom. I know she's been a manager at fast food restaurant for a long time, and you worked, right, in college. Like, could you have envisioned at that time that you would be hoisting a Lombardi one day, be a big part on a defense that is as good as the Chiefs?
No shot. You would have told me that, I would have told you you were lying, but it's all just a blessing. I don't know how it came about, but you know, working with my mom really opened my eyes and wanted me to do better for myself. Just, you know, seeing all the sacrifice she put in for me and my little sister, And I mean, I'm just blessed to be in the position I am.
How long did you do that for, work with her, just to see kind of her day to day and what you were doing? And was it just through college, like senior last year? When was it?
So when I signed my letter of intent to USC, USC is a private school. So as I was in junior college, my classes weren't transferable and I already had signed, so I had the red shirt. And once I redshirted, that's when I went back for a year with my mom. And I was just depressed. I was at probably the lowest state of my life. And my mom was like, you got to get a job. You just can't sit around the house and, you know, be sad. And I was looking for jobs and I couldn't find one. So I ended up having to work with my mom and just getting the first eye view of, you know, my mom putting in all the hard work. You know, I might do like 8 hours in a day. I'll go home sore. I'm tired. And I'm looking like, how does she do these 45, 50 hour weeks every week? And it just put everything in perspective for me, and it really made me want to, you know, go do something positive with my life.
When you're out there now and you're looking back, like, does it make you work even harder when I'm sure you're as motivated as you can be to continue to have success and play for that next contract and play for everything else, but just thinking about those days, does it kind of push you even further?
Yeah, I would say though, that year made me the man I am today. It completely flipped my life like 360. I was always, you know, going in the wrong direction or not doing things I was supposed to do, whether that was missing a class or not turning in homework. And then once I took that year off, my GPA dropped and I was at like a 1.9. So the only way for me to get D1 eligible again was to get 7 A's. I couldn't get a B, and I had to take 24 credits in one semester.
Wow.
And I got straight A's. So once I did that, I knew I could do anything I put my mind to.
Pro Picks had a clean sweep last week. 4-0, 4-0. We're 21-6-1 straight up, 20-8 against the spread. Best bets and upset specials are 12-2 outright, 11-3 against the number. My best bet this week is a team with a losing record. I'm looking at 2-4 Houston at home against 5-2 San Francisco. The Texans are actually favorites by 1.5 points coming off a Monday night loss in Seattle. That tells me they're the play. The 49ers are 4-1 with Mac Jones filling in for Brock Purdy. They've got Christian McCaffrey doing everything for an offense that's been missing several receivers. And the defense, even without stars Nick Bosa and Fred Warner, they were excellent against Atlanta on Sunday night. Meanwhile, Houston's offense has held the team back. Their defense has been solid, but that offensive line still can't protect C.J. Stroud. The run game is lacking. The 49ers, however, are 1-13 against the spread in their last 14 games following a win. The Texans desperately need this. I'm taking Houston 23-18. This was a week where I didn't love any of the upsets, but I'm going to go with this one. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers host the Packers. Rodgers already beat the Jets, one of his former teams. The Packers are a much tougher opponent. Micah Parsons had 3 sacks last week. He'll harass Rodgers all night. But the Packers haven't been dominant since week one. They lost to the Browns. They tied the Cowboys. They had a rally to beat the Cardinals last week. The Steelers have extra rest following a loss to the Bengals on Thursday night. Green Bay's a 3-point favorite. I'm going Steelers 24-23. Here's another game where the line is screaming at me. The Bears are 4-2, the Ravens are 1-5, but it's the Ravens who are 6.5-point favorites. Chicago getting no respect. Ben Johnson has led the Bears to 4 straight wins. DeAndre Swift is running wild. The defense is forcing a ton of turnovers. And even with Caleb Williams inconsistent, the Bears are winning games. The Ravens are coming off a bye that they really needed. They've been decimated by injuries. They should have Lamar Jackson back. They better have Lamar Jackson back. Otherwise, I'm not taking this game. But with Lamar Jackson back, and he practiced this week, Baltimore can't afford another loss. They were a Super Bowl favorite. They're now trying to avoid 1-6. I've got Ravens 29-21. Last of the four-pack, Buccaneers 5-2, New Orleans 1-6. Buccaneers -5 points favorite on the road. Baker Mayfield coming off his worst game of the season. The Bucs need to get healthy. They got a bye coming up. They just can't afford to look past the struggling Saints, and Mayfield and Todd Bowles won't let them. Buccaneers 26-17. That's it for this week. Thank you to Jalen Watson. Thank you for listening to On Football, and thanks to Mike Hempen and Guillermo Gonzalez for producing this episode. Please check out apnews.com for the full Pro Picks. on football analysis and much more NFL news.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.